Ada County Commissioners last night hosted a public meeting in response to a problem at an East Boise dam in February that left part of the Boise River nearly dry for 8 hours. Frankie Barnhill reports on what the company responsible for the loss of flow has done to fix the problem and how the public is responding to those efforts.
Overnight on February 4th, a power issue at Barber Dam caused the plant to switch off. An alarm system also failed. Water then backed up behind the dam, leaving the river immediately downstream to just a trickle. Ada County owns the dam, but leases the hydroelectric plant to NL Green Power. Larry James is the regional operations manager for NL and says his company has never dealt with such a problem before. But James told last night's crowd of nearly 100 people that his company has installed new alarm systems.
There is also a human factor involved now where 24 hours a day, every day of the year, somebody is standing by a phone ready to answer it when that plant calls and says, I am not running. And that is activated by a multitude of alarms.
Some of those who spoke at the meeting are members of environmental nonprofits. Marie Calloway-Kellner is with the Idaho Conservation League. She says she's been happy with the way NL has responded to her group's requests for information and that the company seems willing to make changes. But Kellner and others told county commissioners they want to see the company step forward with a financial promise to fund a restoration project along the river. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.